بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم النبي أولى بالمؤمنين صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. My dear respected mothers, sisters, brothers and young friends, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. النبي أولى بالمؤمنين من أنفسهم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is closer to the believers than their own selves. In this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is explaining the relationship between the believers and their Nabi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that the relationship between Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the believers is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is closer to the believers than their own selves. Now everybody has love for his own self. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is basically saying that the relationship between a believer and his Nabi is a relationship of love. Now it is a basic principle of love that love lives inside the heart. And everything which is inside the heart is hidden. Now when a person, he loves someone, in order for the relationship of love to be established, a person has to proclaim his love. That thing which is hiding inside his heart has to be made apparent. That is why Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that when you love your brother or you love your sister only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that you should inform him that inni uhibbuka fillah, I love you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because through this show and expression of love, the relationship of love is established. Like take the example of marriage. A man and a woman, before they become husband and wife, whatever is inside the heart, whatever affection is inside the heart has to be made apparent. And that is done through nikah. Nikah is in actual fact a expression of affection from both sides. As soon as the nikah takes place, then husband and wife, this relationship of love is established between husband and wife. Now the second thing after this relationship has been established is keeping this relationship alive and increasing this love. How is this done? That thing which is hidden inside the heart, this love, has to be made apparent, has to be expressed from time to time. Now, there are many different ways of expressing one's affection. For example, verbally saying nice words, khidmat, serving one another, giving gifts. So there are different ways of expressing one's love. When this is done, when coupled with taqwa, then such a relationship, the love will remain and it will increase. Exactly same is our relationship with Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When there is love for Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala demands that we proclaim this love by saying, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah is in actual fact a proclamation of love. Now, as soon as a person, he says the kalima, this relationship of love has been established. Now a person has to maintain this love and he has to increase this love. Now there are two main ways by which a person can maintain love for Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and increase the love for Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First is verbally. How does a person verbally express his love for Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his angels, they send salat upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is Allah ta'ala's way of showing, expressing his love for Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That when Allah ta'ala sends salat upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers his infinite mercies upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The angels' way of showing their love for Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is that they make dua for Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wasallimu taslima. O you who believe, you also send salat and salam upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. O you who believe, you also verbally express your love for Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. O you who believe, you also say to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I love you. So durood is in actual fact an expression from a believer to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam that I love you. Durood, one person, if he recites durood just once, and Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam says there are 10 rewards for such a person, 10 mercies for one person. One mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is enough for the salvation of a person. Through the barakat of one durood, a person's sins are forgiven, 10 sins are forgiven, and 10 ranks in Jannah are elevated. And because durood is in actual fact an expression, verbal expression of one's love, that is why Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that inna awla an-nasi bi yawm al-qiyamati aktharuhum alayya salatan, that the closest to me on the day of judgment will be that person who sent the most durood upon me, because sending durood is in actual fact an expression of love. And closeness, the madar and the criteria for being close to someone depends on how much a person loves Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That was the secret behind Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu's success. The best human being to come onto this world after the Anbiya alayhi salam was Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And his secret which made him the best after the Anbiya alayhi salam was that his love was unparalleled for Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nobody could match the love that Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu had for Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the second way, the main way that a person can show his love for Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, take an example. That if a person, he looks into the sky at night time, clear sky, he will see stars. Some are big, some are small, some are very, very bright, some are bright, some are less bright, some are not so bright. In the same way, the believers, they are also like stars that shine. As soon as a person says, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, he becomes a star. Now, amongst the believers, there are some that shine very, very much, like the mashayikh, like the Sahaba-i-Kiram radiyallahu ta'ala anhu majma'in. There are some that don't shine as much. There are some that just flicker. When you look in the sky, there are stars that just flicker. Now, the question arises that what decides who shines so much and who doesn't shine as much? So, as an example, an analogy, the greatest star that came into this world, whose hidayat and nur and effulgence spread throughout the world, was Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So whoever follows this star, whoever follows Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the more a person he follows Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the more he will shine. The more he will shine in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we all need to become stars. So you could say the maqsad of life, the purpose of life that Allah Ta'ala has sent us into this world, to shine as much as we can. Now talking about stars, we live in a society where a certain concept of success has been propagated, you could say, indoctrinated into the minds of the people. And this type of success is, in a nutshell, that the more money you have and the more fame you have, this is a successful person. And that is why we see our children holding as role models those people who have fulfilled this criteria of success. Person who has a lot of money and a lot of fame, he is successful. And our young people, our children, they hold these people as role models. But we need to understand that Islam has given us our own criteria of success. And Islam's own criteria of success is that person who spends his life trying to love Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he is a successful one. That is why it is extremely, extremely important living in a society of today where this type of propagation is everywhere. We need to instill the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam into the hearts of our children. Now a person can only do this when he himself loves Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But if a person does not love Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then this won't be possible. In order to love Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he has to live the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And in order for a person to live the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he has to learn about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It's all based upon ma'rifat, all based upon acknowledging someone. If you know someone, then you will live that person's life. If you live that person's life, then you will begin to love that person. So in the same way, we need to learn Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We need to live Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And thereafter, we need to love Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now just to give an example, that instilling love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the hearts of our children. There was one Aashiq of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Hazrat Mawlana Zafar Ahmad Uthbani rahmatullahi alayhi. He says that once I was going for Hajj, and after I had finished my Hajj, I went to Medina Munawwara to do ziyarat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam's grave. I went there, I did ziyarat, we were eating in one of our apartments. He says, I left the house to just put some of the crumbs that we had gathered from our food in a place where animals and other insects could benefit from. Because these people, being the ushaq of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they understood that food is a ni'mat and should not be wasted. So anyway, he left it there, he went inside, he came back outside and he saw that a child, he was scrounging amongst this heap of dirt and rubbish, trying to look for those crumbs of food, and he was eating it. So overcome with emotion and love, thinking to himself that this little 8-year-old child, he is scrounging around in this heap of rubbish just for food, and he lives in the city of my beloved, how can this be possible? So he took him to his house, and he fed him. And this little child became very, very happy. Hazrat Munana was walking, he went outside, started walking with him. And he asked him, but oh child, where is your father? What does your father do? So the child said that, I don't have a father, I'm an orphan. So then he thought to himself that, he said to the child that, why don't you come back with me to India? I will look after you, I will feed you, I will clothe you, I will give you the best education, I will make you an alim, and then after you becoming an alim, I will bring you back to your mother. So he became very excited. He went home and he asked his mother, a widow with many children, struggling as it was, so she gave permission. He went back and he said that my mother has given me permission. So then as they were getting ready to go, the child started to ask that, do you have these chanas, do you have these seeds, do you have these types of foods in India? Because I really enjoy these. Do you have this, do you have this, do you have that? So Hazrat Munna said, yes, we have all of this and we have this in a large amount as well, so don't worry. Then he took Hazrat Mawlana Zafar Ahmad Uthmani rahmatullahi alayhi by his finger. And they started to walk to Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then he stood there in front of the grave of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he just stood there looking. And then he turned to Hazrat Maulana and he said that, "Do you have this in India? Do you have this grave, this Rauda in India?" So Hazrat Maulana said that, if we had this grave in India, then I wouldn't come here. He let go of the finger of Hazrat Maulana and he said that, "Okay, then you can go then. Because I can't leave this place. I would rather stay hungry, I would rather stay thirsty, but I cannot leave this place. Because just by looking at this grave of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I satiate my hunger and I quench my thirst." So saying this, he left. So this is, we're talking about an 8-year-old child. An 8-year-old child, what does he know? What does a normal 8-year-old child know about loving Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam? But this child, he was willing to live a life of poverty and sacrifice a life of comfort. Why? Because he had love in his heart for Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And who did this? The parent, the mother. So it is extremely, extremely important that we instill inside our children's hearts the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this will not be possible until and unless we ourselves become lovers of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And so two things. One is durood, verbally expressing your love. And the second is trying our best to emulate Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now the criteria for love is in actual fact remembrance. The more you remember something, the more you will love that thing. That is why our mashayikh say that if a person wants to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has to constantly remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the same way, if we want to love Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam on a daily basis, we have to remember Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That is why it is extremely, there should not be a single person, there should not be a single person who does not have a seerat kitab about Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Because whatever a person reads, whatever a person sees, whatever a person watches, this occupies the heart and the mind. That is why the mashayikh say you should not read useless things. Why? Because this occupies the heart. When this occupies the heart, a person can't love, he can't remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we on a daily basis, even if it means just one page, we read about, before going to sleep, we read about Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life, we read about the sunnahs of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's remembrance will be in the heart and the mind, because of which to pray durood will become extremely, extremely easy, and to live the life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will also become extremely, extremely easy. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to accept as much of what has been said. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.